Hello?
Yes, okay.
Yes, my name is Jenny, and I'm calling you from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. May I please know in which state are you registered to vote? Will that be in Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin? Or are you registered in a different state?
Georgia. I'm sorry,
Okay,
what did
Georgia.
you say this? Yeah, Georgia. What were you calling me about now?
Oh, yes. This is a survey that we are completing right now. The survey is very general. It's mostly regarding the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities.
Yeah.
May I please know in what year were you born?
I was born 1977.
I appreciate it. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
I'm sure I will vote.
Almost certain to vote, okay? If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
To get Joe Biden
All right, you said to get Joe Biden?
Yes, I would definitely want him out of the office.
To get Joe Biden out of the office, okay? Thank you. All right, now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, I voted for Trump.
I'm sorry, who you voted for?
Trump.
Trump, okay. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I'd vote for Trump again.
Okay. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of how you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for him. The first number I got is Donald Trump.
Yes, correct.
And on the scale from 0 to 100, what rating would you give to Donald Trump? Or how likely are you to vote for him?
How likely?
Oh, yes, around 100%, okay? How about Joe Biden?
0%.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections this November, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Obviously, Republican. If I'm gonna vote for Trump, it'll be
Okay.
Republican, right?
Thank you. And do you trust more when it com who I'm sorry, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party, or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
It's going to be Republican all the way.
Okay.
This is
Would you
all that.
say?
I mean, tried to help you out with your survey, but I do need to get one now. You can just put me down as a Republican, basically.
All right. And I appreciate your time. We do value that a lot. But this is something that we need to get from you. If you need to do something right now, I can definitely schedule a call back for you.
Okay. Well, yeah, you just put me down for, yeah, I'm a Republican for sure. I would vote for Trump. Would love to get Biden out of the office.
All right. Would you allow me a few more minutes?